It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 27th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American inventor and manufacturer Isaac Merritt Singer, born in 1811 in Pittstown, New York. At 12, he left home with minimal education and started working a string of odd jobs as an unskilled laborer. As a teen, he took on a promising apprenticeship as a mechanic, but an interest in acting soon spurred him to abandon the job and form a traveling theater troupe instead. After 9 years on tour, Singer went broke, and the group was forced to disband. After his acting endeavor fell apart, he resumed work as an apprentice mechanic. In 1839, he established himself as an inventor, when, while working in Illinois, he patented a rock drilling machine for the government. A decade later, he invented a wood and metal carving device and then opened his own factory. Unfortunately, the factory was destroyed in an explosion. By 1850, he was working at a machine shop as a sewing machine repairman. Working on the poorly designed sewing machines of the day, he put his inventor's hat on again and went so far as to design and construct a superior model in a mere matter of days. Singer's sewing machine, which used a suspended arm and encased the needle within a horizontal bar, was the first that could sew continuously on any part of an object as well as in curves. His design also included a presser foot, enabling an unprecedented speed of 900 stitches per minute. Since the Singer sewing machine implemented some of the basic principles of inventor Elias Howe's machine, which dated from 1846, when Singer applied for a patent, Howe sued him for patent infringement and won. Luckily, the suit didn't bar Singer from producing his machine. He just couldn't get a patent. In 1857, he struck up a partnership with Edward Clark, and I.M. Singer & Company was born. Using a mass production facility in New York, they were able to make movable parts for their sewing machine, which enabled them to cut production costs and sell it to average housewives nationwide for an affordable $10. Just a year later, the company could afford to open an additional 3 plants in New York. Over the years, Singer continued to expand and tweak his designs. By 1860, the company achieved the distinction of becoming the biggest sewing machine manufacturer in the world. Singer and Clark Incorporated in 1863. By that time, the company had secured an additional 22 patents, and Singer was already a year into retirement. The company launched its first overseas factory in Glasgow, Scotland, in 1867. Nearly a century later, in 1963, the corporation was renamed simply the Singer Company, and it continues in business to this very day. Isaac Singer died a multimillionaire on July 23, 1875, at Torquay in Devonshire in southwestern England. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 27th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.